Hey everybody, I hope you're having a good day today. We are talking throughout the month of August about people who we need to pray for, people we need to think about, people that are easy sometimes to overlook. And it's no secret that we have an epidemic in our country of mental illness. And, you know, we could talk all day about what causes mental illness, and there are several different things. There's obviously something environmental going on that we haven't pinpointed. There's generational sin that has happened that has caused mental illness, or generational patterns, we should probably call them, that would lead to mental illness for people. Oftentimes people struggle with mental illness because they have been through hard things and their brain simply puts them into a state of depression and or anxiety or any of the multitude of different identified mental illnesses. I mean, we have four counselors at our church now who are constantly reaching out and meeting with people who just need help with their mental health. And I like that it's not something that is hidden the way that it used to be. I think we still have a long ways to go. And I think there are a lot of people who still refuse to really understand mental illness. And thank goodness some people have never been around it a lot, but I don't think that's most of us. I think we all know somebody, and maybe it's you, who struggles with mental illness. I've shared very openly about my struggle with depression over the years, and it's not something that I've ever chosen. It's not something that I haven't prayed for God to take away. But I want to lift up those today, and maybe again, this is somebody that you can reach out to if you know somebody who struggles with mental illness, or maybe it's you. I just want to pray for you today. But let's lift this topic and these people up to God right now. God, we don't know what's going on with mental illness and why it's so rampant, why it affects so many, and why it affects Christians just like it affects other people. But Lord, I just pray for those who have mental illness, who are struggling with their mental health. And it can be such a lonely place, and it can be so easily interpreted as something that nobody else understands. But Lord, we know you understand, because you know us. You know the very hairs on our head. You know how many cells are in our bodies. You know us better than we know us. And Lord, we know that we live in a fallen world, and one of the results of being in a fallen world is that there's sickness, and that's not just in the form of physical sickness. It's emotional sickness as well, and mental sickness. God, we just lift up those who are listening to this today who are struggling with depression and anxiety or some other disorder, Lord, that they just want so badly to be taken away. God, would you put your healing hand on them? Lord, you are the master healer. And we don't know why sometimes you heal instantly and sometimes you take a while and sometimes it just doesn't happen in this life. We don't get that. We don't understand it. But it's not ours to understand. What is ours is the responsibility to trust you in it. And so, Lord, for those out there right now who are struggling with their mental health, that are listening to this, I just pray that you would remind them of this. They are loved by you. Even when they don't understand, they are loved by you. So, Lord, if there's anyone listening to this that's mental health is not in a good place, may they remember He is for you. He is with you. He loves you, even in the midst of the pain, even when you don't understand. And for those of us who know people who struggle with mental health, may we take that message of hope to them, that there is a God who loves them, who weeps when they weep, who cares about them so much, who wants a relationship with them. We thank you so much, Lord, for walking with us in the most difficult times, in the most difficult situations. We thank you for walking with us, Lord, through the through the problems we have that we bring upon ourselves. But we thank you, Lord, for walking with us through the things that we didn't ask for. We didn't do anything to get them, these problems. But Lord, we just ask that you would wrap your arms around us and remind us that we are deeply loved by you. And may we hang on to that today. Amen.